The Human Torch was denied a home loan. Looks good.
Nice callback.
Yeah.
Because he's on fire?
I don't know. It was something, Jared said it's something from the outtakes of the first Anchorman movie. When Ron Burgundy is doing a sound check, one of his sound check sayings is, "The Human Torch was denied a bank loan."
All right, then. I have no answer to that.
I don't either. Because the infographic is... It's funny this week.
It's good.
The picture... Sorry. The picture of the Thunderbolt plane next to Ross Geller cracks me up.
Yeah. The only reference I don't get is the Totally Awesome one, and at least I got the reference into the game. Like, I have no idea what that picture is of, but it says Totally Awesome, so it's
I don't know what that show, product, song, or whatever it was. It was just Totally Awesome.
All right, we ready to start the show? You want to let people into the room, Ray?
Flynn was in before anything.
He's in like Flynn.
He is.
So, Ian, I bought a new pop the other day. It is Deadpool dressed up as Bob Ross.
Okay.
I saw that online.
I was down at the comic book store, and they had one, and I'm like, I'm just buying it.
I found a toy that I bought you at Altoona Comic Con 2 years ago
okay.
in my home. Owen brought it out. He's like, who's this for? And he was all excited, and I was like, sorry, buddy, I think that's for Uncle Craig. And he's like... It's for you? And I was like, nope, it's for Uncle Craig. He's like, do you want to open it? I was like, it's not for Uncle Craig. He's like, we should open it. I just couldn't figure out. I mean, other than that it was in a plastic bag and he likes to think that things are all presents for him. Like, I didn't even understand the appeal. Like, even if I gave it to you, I wouldn't understand the appeal. But for him, even less so. I was like, Owen, why do you want a Rob Van Dam action figure?
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
He's the whole freaking show.
He is.
I love RVD.
Yeah. Because I feel like it had to have been from 2 years ago. Because 2 years ago, you couldn't go. This year, you could have easily gone with us, but you're Craig. Last year, you couldn't go with us at all. And I was like, oh, I feel bad for Craig. I should get him a present. This year, I was like, that guy. Oh my God, we're on the show.
Edit. Radio, edit.
I hate all this pre-show cursing. I gotta clean my act up.
Man, seriously.
It's been a tough day. I'm ready to do the regular show, though, with no cursing from now on.
Got that out of the way now.
Yeah.
All right. Should I get wake-up minutes? You ready to go? It's 9:05.
Yeah.
There were two questions there. Which one are you saying yeah to?
I don't remember. Just start the show. I didn't realize we were that late.
All right. True believers, welcome to the 147th installment of the world's greatest podcast about absolutely nothing at all, Puzzle Warriors 3. Or apparently about Ian cursing, or me watching Doctor Who, which you can't see.
It's definitely the world's greatest podcast themed around Marvel Puzzle Quest, the game.
That's totally true, and no one can dispute that. No one, I say. All right, back to the normal crowd this week. Ian decided to crawl out of his hole and actually show up for work. We got Ian, we got Ray, and no Samurai this week. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Samurai's around.
he didn't suddenly just fall off the planet. I mean,
no, I just wanted to let everybody know to be calm. He's just on mute.
This is the week, June 27th through the birthday of Marika, July the 4th. Marika. Wow, I never filled out the Deadpool dailies on my script here.
I never looked at the script to help you out. I'm doing nothing.
Holy
well,
smokes.
Well, we know what Wednesday is.
So today was a Black Gamora. Tomorrow is a Purple Widow.
It's not even that. It's a Glock Gamora.
It's still.
I don't know. Friday's a Green Loki. Saturday's a Blue Dream Warrior. Sunday's a Green Squirrel Girl. Monday's a Purple Doom. Tuesday's a Black Mystique. And next Wednesday is Black Hulk. Anger! Anger leads to hate. hate leads to suffering.
Suffering.
Suffering. It'd be awesome if they had made his powers like flow like that. Just like if you had anger and then hate and then suffering for the names of the three powers. Like, you know, anger generated AP for hate and then hate generated AP for suffering.
That's way too depressing character.
Yeah.
It's just going to remind me of Anakin all the time from that movie.
Ugh.
Exactly, see?
Stupid Anakin. He's bad in all the movies. Over in your 5-day 4-star cutters! Obviously, Titans. The 22nd was actually, I can see for miles and miles and miles. That Ian, were you able to go invisible?
I was.
Nice.
So much so that I was able to collect, you know, enough purple that I could effectively come out of hiding, go back into hiding, and then come out of hiding for the win.
Nice.
Yeah, because it was a slog before that.
Sure.
Like, I was really nervous about coming out of invisibility, but I was like, oh, stop seeking so much redemption.
Yeah.
I'm never going to finish this fight. And then I was like, sucker punch, sucker punch. She was like, all right, you win.
Nice.
So, yeah, it worked out A-okay.
Might be in.
I'd have to say that my fight went almost exactly the same with my champ miles, so good job.
See, I didn't go invisible. I just stored up a bunch of red and just blasted.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Starting today is Red Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try that one yet?
No. No need.
Prepare yourself for the easiest crash you've ever experienced.
So easy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only, I can't imagine that something weird has happened. When he was not champed, it was easy. He's only gotten more powerful since then. Red Hulk is too good to be defeated by regular Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He can't, I mean, he can't do anything. I mean, you know, you bash him once and an anger goes off one time, and then you bash him again and he's dead.
Yeah.
Poor Banner. Coming up number next is Amadeus Cho on the 2nd. That should also be fairly easy.
Or totally awesome. I might not win.
4-2-2. That's a puncher's chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
I stole Craig's line, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
You always say that.
Yeah. I like Joe. Moving on. Storyland. Thick as Thieves is running out now. Gets you 3 blades, Purple Nightcrawler, 30 CP, a Wasp, and some Beasts. That's pretty good stuff. Coming up next is Return of Growth Industry, which I had forgotten about that it even existed. It's been so long.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It is the event they bust out every time they make one of these crappy Ant-Man movies.
I didn't see the first one, so I can't speak to the quality of the movie. But what is it? Is it a team thing? Is it an ongoing?
No, it runs for a couple of weeks or something like that. Trying to remember. People like to it was kind of referred to as like the mini version of the old Gauntlet.
I kind of remember it now that you're telling me about it.
But that's I really don't remember for it a whole lot.
So it runs for a really long time and it's not Alliance related?
Apparently it's less than I thought. Samurai says it's 7 days long.
Okay.
Get a Wasp.
That's quite a few days.
That's what it gets you.
What kind of Wasp?
Old Wasp.
Well, there's only one kind, isn't there? I just meant what color.
Oh, we will talk about new Wasp very shortly.
Oh, man. Still working on old Wasp.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He said the first time they ran it, it was for 30 days. I'm like, man, I remember it being long.
Yeah.
Then starting tomorrow, though, Ian,
yes,
is Avengers versus Ultron.
Yeah, there you go.
There is a team thing.
Yeah.
And it tells me that it's going to have double ISO.
Ooh.
And quintuple red ISO. That's
rewards. Wow.
You've reeled me back in. I was hanging on the precipice, but now I'm like, okay.
Double ISO at a team event? That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We all love team events. And it's been a while since we fought Ultron, so good times. Good times.
I was planning on neglecting my duties this weekend while I'm away, but now I have to take my computer with me and try hard.
Oh, you're away again?
Yeah. I'm going to go meet up with longtime nemesis of the show, Jared, and longtime nemesis of the show, Angry Salad.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, play
some DC deck builder game?
Yeah, but in reality instead of virtual reality.
Okay.
We'll play other games as well, I'm sure.
Very cool. And then in PvP land, Pool Party is running right now. That will get you a Doctor Strange, an X-Force Deadpool, let's see, the CP, top 10 folks is Wasp, and 11 to 50 is Kamala Khan's.
Is that new?
Yes. I don't remember.
Okay, good. Because I looked at it today and I saw it and I saw the title and I went, I'm going to play that one. It made me laugh.
Yeah. So it's one of these four-star events. Yeah. And then you've got the Wasps new event, which is Win Some, Lose Some. I don't know. But it also has double ISO 8 and quintuple red ISO. So you play some of that. You can get a blue Wasp out of that, a purple and a yellow Kamala Khan and some Riri and some She-Hulk.
Wow.
And then the next season up will be the Journey to the Center of Your Mind season. So good stuff there.
So Sluggo asked on the Discord if the show has nemesis.
Yes.
No, they're just Ians.
I don't think they're nemesis of Ian.
No, I guess I don't think. No, not at all. I'm going to go visit them. Right. I feel like, well, my God, are you okay? Do you need emergency medical attention?
He was agreeing with you, I believe.
Yes.
I thought he got attacked.
I just said right.
Apparently. Oh, I thought you said.
Did you just show up and stabbed Ray in the kidney?
That's what I heard.
That would be important.
Dolores, man. Dolores gets around everywhere.
I did not. I thought that his cats were running some sort of assassination plot on him, and they were just like one distracted while the other one stabbed him.
That is possible.
Yeah, no, I feel like neither are. I don't know. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to stick with my guns.
No, I think Jared does not like this podcast because it outperformed his podcast, and he really did not like that.
No,
and he got really tired of this game, and even though he still plays it every day, was annoyed at the fact that everything was going so well. And then Angry Salad's just, well, you know, angry.
His name is Angry Salad. There you go.
I mean, what do you want?
Fried Racer.
I'm sure the show has other nemesis.
Yeah, it's Scrap Gals.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They don't know that there are nemesis.
We should start sending them hate mail. All right, moving on. Ian, tell me about some pie. You weren't here last week. The pie segment was a disaster. We edited it down to about 9 seconds long. We're like, there's a pie, shove it in your face. End of segment.
That, well, I don't want to, I don't know if I can live up to that. I'll try to talk about this week's surprise pie. Most of them are surprises. This one is extra surprise because I didn't know about it until right now. But let me tell you
about next week's pie.
Let me tell you what little bit I know about a Monster Snickers pie. A Monster Snickers pie? I've had a Snickers pie, but what makes this one a monster, you say? Let me tell you. Instead of a normal human crust, it is the crust is a giant chocolate chip cookie.
Big cookie.
It stretches all the way around the pan, and then you have your normal Snickers pie in the middle. Just looking at the pictures and the prep for this, and it is so cloyingly sweet looking and sticky and awful. Like I'm almost as angry at this pie as I am from every Cornish dish that Craig has recommended.
Really?
This has got to be sweet to a level that I can't even comprehend.
All right, spoiler, next week's pie is not Cornish, but it is English.
I'm optimistic. We'll get back on board. And here is what little else I know. About this pie.
Does it really satisfy?
I assume so. I assume that it contains Snickers in every element of it. As far as I can see, the crust, they want you to, in the chunky peanut butter cookie that's on the outside that you're supposed to put things in, they recommend putting Snickers in there. The filling of the pie is chocolate, peanut butter, and caramel with some heavy cream. And then you chop up some Snickers and put those on top. That's it. It's not, once you've made the filling, it's not as complex as I made it sound. It's a matter of pouring. The crust is where all the work of the pie is. And then you pour that filling into the crust, let it set, cut, and serve. So if you are, you know, between the ages of 4 and 8 and are looking for a delicious pie for your birthday, try the Monster Snickers pie made with extra Snickers and Monster energy drink, I guess.
Oh, that would throw a twist into this. Replace all milk with energy drink.
Yeah, and anywhere where it says water, pour into Monster energy drink. Woo. Now we've got a pie. Your heart's about to explode from all the sugar you've just eaten, and now you've got, like, weapons-grade levels of caffeine. So that is a monster Snickers pie, brought to you, as always, by hero of the show, savior of the segment, longtime friend, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
All right, Ian.
Word up.
Do you eat beans?
I like where this is going.
I do.
Do you like George Wendt?
Traditionally, yes. I don't like his counterpart, but...
Would you like to see a movie starring George Wendt eating beans?
I would.
All right. Let's take a survey. All right, so we had, you know, the normal survey questions, but then we had expanded survey questions today.
What? I didn't see that yet. I gotta log in.
Okay, so super survey question number one is that, would you like it if we changed Versus so you never fought other members of your alliance?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, probably. I don't know if that would impact me in any way, because, like, Craig, I don't look...
Yeah, I don't look at the names, but I'm assuming that I should not want to take points away from my friend, so...
Right,
I'm going to vote one on this, I guess. I'm sure that sounds like a good thing.
I'm feeling just guilt-riddled about the last change, so I can't, in good conscience, allow any more changes in favor of the player. The cascade change, every time I get a cascade now, I'm like, did I really deserve that cascade? Or is it because they've cut down so far on this perceived fantasy that the computer was somehow cheating and giving itself extra cascades? But that's what you filled out every survey, so that's what you guys get. So sure.
All right. Ray, you have an opinion?
My only problem is that if you... I mean, I think one of the reasons they're looking at that is because of the people who, in their alliance, like, put up, you know, I forget what they call them, cupcakes to get. They've already limited how that works, so I'm not really, it doesn't really affect me in any way. Like, I don't really care that much. But I think it's just, if you're in an alliance and you can, you know, cheese the system a little bit, it's kind of lame. But other than that, I really don't care. I really rarely pay attention to names as well, so... Yeah. If I hit an alliance member, sorry.
All right, pregunta numero dos. What would you think if they ran some versus events where you couldn't skip opponents? Instead, you were offered a set number of opponents to choose from at any one time with a range of difficulty between them.
Pro.
What's the change again?
No skipping.
You can't skip people, but you would get sounds like a wider variety of difficulty of teams to fight. I mean, I'm liking that just from the fact that maybe then I cannot see the same, like, teams all the time.
I don't know that would go away.
I guess here's why I'm pro this, because all I heard from that question as well was, how would you feel if we tried something new? Maybe we'll stick with it, maybe we won't. I'm like, yeah, I'd love it. Try something new. Maybe it'll be great.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it once in action. So, yeah okay.
All right, then I will vote in the good side of the chart.
Good point, Ian.
I will give it a 3.
You will give it a 5, and you will like it.
All right. Well, no, 5 would be on the side of I don't like it.
Oh, my.
One is I love it, and 7 is I hate that, and why are you stabbing me in the brain?
What kind of crazy scale is that?
I know! Did I ever tell you about crazy scales? Speaking of which, in the god-awful town that you live in, so when we were looking at camera systems, there we took a field trip up to the Williamsport Police Department because they had put cameras all over Williamsport.
That sounds like something we should do.
To look at the parks and things, there are cameras.
Right.
So one of their council people was there, and we're asking him, you know, hey, you know, the vendor that you picked, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how good have they been, how responsive? But he's like, here's his answer. I like to use my own scale. So I rank people from a negative 10 to a positive 10.
Nope.
Like, you're a jerk.
Yep.
Like, so 0 is average? Like,
when the show is no longer live, do you any chance you remember who he is so that I can vote against him?
I don't. This was, you know, 5 years ago or so, so he's probably not still in office. But.
All right. I thought this was recently. I was like, no. Because that'll tip an election for me.
Yeah, I was like.
If your rating scale involves negative numbers, get out.
That's just wrong. All right. Question number 3. What would you think if only up to one retaliation match was available at a time?
I don't know what that means.
Normally when you play versus, you know, after you've played for not long, everybody attacks you back. And then all of the matches you can pick from are all turned red of, hey, this person beat you. Do you want to beat them back? And then you just get into this battle back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, see, I thought you just pressed skip.
you can skip too.
A lot of times I do skip those because they're not worth points. Because
and they're not worth creating that sort of
animosity. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always skip those. That's why I wasn't super familiar with it. So I guess as far as question two and question three go, I would want one or the other, but not both. Like if I can't skip the retaliation, I would need that to be limited, yes. But as long as I can skip retaliations, then go nuts.
All right. Number next. If you had to choose between the following versus experiences, which one would you pick? A wider variety of opponents, but a greater chance of being attacked by stronger teams. Or B, less variety in opponents, but a smaller chance of being attacked by stronger teams. There's only two choices, A or B.
Yeah. It gave me some
pondering.
I would
go with A because, man, I need wider variety in versus. Again, I see the same teams all the time, so yeah. I don't know if that'll get me that or just a wider variety of people all running the same team. So I don't know if that gets me anything, but
I agree. I suppose I like the variety option.
I'll have to think on that one. I'm not ready to commit.
All right. And then the big pick one. Which of the following would you most like to see in Marvel Puzzle Quest next?
Wait, say again?
Which of these following things would you like to see to come up next in Marvel Puzzle Quest? Are you ready?
Okay.
A, new enemies to fight against. B, new alliance features. C, improvements to story events. D, UI and usability improvements. E, improvements to versus events. F, a new kind of event. G, a new story. H, changes to character balance. Or I, improvements to the supports feature.
My goodness.
That's a lot of options.
Yeah.
When I did this earlier, I picked the new stories because I like stories, and then I don't get the same ones over and over and over again if there's more to choose for them to choose from.
That is true.
I don't know. New kind of event sounds juicy, but user interface and quality of life improvements are pretty valuable. Mm. Yeah, this one's going to take some analysis. I don't know. Too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
All right, Tweak. All right, that was it. That was the last question.
Wow, that's an exciting survey. I can't wait to take it.
You just did?
But officially, I guess.
He got a preview.
Ah.
Yep.
All right. So ponder those. If you have not answered them yet, go answer them. Or keep going back into the daily news and answer it, you know, a bunch of times. People probably do that, right?
I don't know. Can you do that?
Yeah, I just did it.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
I took it earlier today and I went, oh, I should have saved that for later. And I went, I'll just do it again. Coming up next, Avengers versus Ultron. Always a crowd pleaser. For your alliance rewards, that will give you some Deadpool covers, some Safari Joe covers, and then all the way to the end gets you a Women Warriors legendary token, which will be coming from Wasp, which we'll get to her in a second. Individual rewards, you'll get Beast. What, two covers of Beast, a green and a yellow Wasp, and then all the way at the top at 1.2 million is a Women Warriors legendary token. The powered up list includes Cliff, Natasha, and Iron Man at 5-star. 4-star is Wasp, Blonde Widow, Carol, Deadpool, Falcon America, and Hulkbuster. And in 3-star, it's Beast, Gray Suit, Hawkeye, Deadpool, Switch, Falcon, Carol, and Iron Man, Battery Man. There you go. Does anyone remember what they do in Ultron?
Is that the one where there are bomb tiles and they're slowly dropping?
Oh,
and he
eats
the bottom layer of the screen every time? And when the bomb tile gets there, you die?
Well, it does massive damage, right? It's not like instant death.
Right.
Yeah.
Not an instant death.
Yeah, I actually like that one. It's kind of complex. You got to watch what you're doing.
All right, let's talk about Wasp. Let's talk about chicks, man. Chicks, man.
Do you still watch that show on Netflix?
I do. It's currently not showing. The new ones start up in a couple weeks. I got an email from them telling me that if I were in Los Angeles, I could go and do a live recording, which would be awesome. But I'm not in the LA, so
right.
So I'll have to check ahead and see if they're going to be recording
be
while we're
for
out at BlizzCon and see if I can go catch me some Joel McHale.
What's a con? Yeah.
All right, so if you're going to watch this terrible Ant-Man movie that's coming out, it's got a Hope Van Dyne, who is the daughter of the Good Wasp. So let's talk about her. She is a 5-star character. She is a blue, yellow, and black.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? You weren't expecting a 5-star?
Yeah. No, I was not.
All right, her first power is called Sting Operation for 6 blue. Steals 4 random colored AP from the enemy, creates a 2-turn countdown tile that creates 2 blue locked swarm tiles. Passive, when there are at least 4 swarm tiles on the board, max of 12, all of Wasp's powers become called the swarm. So this is a new mechanic. This
That's a completely different mechanic.
Yeah. Her yellow power is called Shrink Tactics for 10 yellow. Turns a selected ally invisible for 4 turns and places 3 yellow locked swarm tiles. Again, passive, when there are at least 4 swarm tiles on the board, max 12, all Wasp powers become Call the Swarm. Her black power is called Pain Index. 10 black. Steal a burst of health from the target.
That's interesting.
And an additional health per swarm tile on the board. So it's a burst of 5,557 health from the target and an additional 1,235 per swarm tile on the board. So for some reason, the Wasp is a vampire.
Right.
Send to a... Research and destroy. No.
I have no idea.
The Wasp is a vampire.
Oh, man.
Passive. When the Wasp is healed for 1,383 or more health, place 2 black locked swarm tiles. When there are at least 4 swarm tiles on the board, all of Wasp's powers become Call the Swarm. So, let's talk about Call the Swarm. 12 blue, yellow, black. I'm assuming it's any of them.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll need 12 of all of them.
Any of them. You can fire it. Yeah.
Right. With the Might of the Swarm, Wasp deals 6,915 damage and grows her swarm tiles, destroying them in 3 tiles around them. If any powers are called the Swarm, her match damage is increased by 10% per swarm tile. If there are less than 4 swarm tiles on the board, revert back to previous form. Then it has me confused.
I don't know. It sounds like an interesting mechanic. I'm very interested in playing that character. Not that I'm going to, because it's a 5-star, and it'll take me forever to get those covers. But
yeah, it sounds like it'll be interesting to see how that works out. So it sounds like, you know, you can either, you know, stay with the increased match damage and not, you know, blow up the swarm, or spend the 12 AP and blow up the swarm, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Should be fun. Recruiting Wasp is a Hope Van Dyne special limited vault that starts tomorrow at noonish. Has 40 items in it. 1 Women Warriors legendary token, a random 4-star, 3 random 3-stars, and a bunch of other jibber jabba. There's a Women Warriors special legendary store, which also starts tomorrow. 15% chance to get Wasp, Okoye, and Jessica Jones. Additional tokens are purchased for 25 CP each. So those are 3 pretty good characters, it sounds like, to go get with that increased chance. I wish I had more Jessica Jones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish I had more Okoye. So, you know. So that's all coming out with Avengers vs. Ultron, like we said. Ant-Man and the Wasp, UI updates. Game is out of the Quantum Realm, backgrounds get updated. Special events have been tagged with Ant-Man and the Wasp. These offer additional rewards, so complete growth industry to get 4-star covers. So that's good. And story and versus events have, like we said earlier, double ISO and quintuple red ISO. There's also a Partners in Crime Vault. Starts on June 28th, which is also tomorrow. It says, log on while this offer is live to receive a free token. Well, who doesn't want that? I like free tokens. 41 items in that vault, a random Ant-Man, a random Wasp, and 2 beginner support tokens, 5 random 3-stars, and so on down the line. So like I said, we got Growth Industry, Avengers vs. Ultron, and Win Some, Lose Some are all starting tomorrow. A lot of events.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a busy weekend.
And actually, the way they have it, you know, written out, it's win some, lose some.
Not win some, but win some.
Yeah, win some. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So that's the Wasp. I don't know.
Jokes are best when they have to be explained.
You know. And then let's hit the big, gigantic, titanic news that doesn't really affect me in any way.
Oh, my. What's going on?
The Nerf hammer has been brought out and landed on Remy's poor head.
Oh, no. Did people get to enjoy him as long as they got to enjoy Old Man Meatbag?
I think longer.
Yeah.
I don't remember. And you get another month.
Okay.
of Remy, because this nerf is not taking effect until the next season, the space season, on July 26th. So you got a whole another month of Remy to go. All right. So as they did with Old Man Meatbag, they said, hey, you know, we're looking at all the stuff. Remy's getting used a whole lot. So let's make some changes.
Even more than that, it was, if you don't have him, you can't compete at the top level.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what was said.
So the Raging Cajun has been changed to the now it only replaces basic strike, protect, or attack tiles with countdown tiles, and the number of tiles that it creates has been reduced. So at level 5, it's making 3 2-turn countdown tiles in the change here. Aces and 8s now costs 10 red, and the amount of damage being done has been slightly reduced. So what they're saying is red was way too cheap for the amount of damage it was dealing, so they up the AP and toned down the damage some.
Mm. It's still
and also
reasonable.
Because it used to cost
damage.
6. And, you know, you could use it to generate kind of your charge tiles, get yourself going.
Right.
Now, since it's a little bit more expensive, you know, you might want to have somebody else make charge tiles for you. You know, like Black Bolt. So it's destroy up to 2 random charged or basic tiles, dealing an extra 5,410 for each charge tile destroyed that way. Then create 2 charge tiles at level 450 and 5 on the power. And then stacked deck. So Gambit's passive AP generation has been moved to a repeater tile, which generates AP every other turn. It no longer destroys enemy AP. So this should really slow him down the way he was ramping up before. So the AP destruction's been completely removed. At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, create a 2-turn repeater counter tile that generates 3 purple and 3 red. Still, it has the Gambit's allies may not fire purple or red. And again, that's at level 5. In response to this, because Gambit's been slowed down and actually has to do something for a little bit, they have increased his health since your matches will now be longer. So, cool. Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's going to be really significant. I mean, they hit every single one of the powers, but they didn't hit, I don't think they really hit any one of them too hard. Like, in Old Man Logan, it seemed like he was taken back too far. This is significant, but I'm not, I think he's still going to be easily playable and a viable, you know, character. Old Man Logan, I'm curious how far he dropped off the top charts when he got nerfed.
Are you ready for my joke here? You ready?
Sure.
You prepared? Okay, so in the comic books, Remy just got married. So now he's going to get a whole lot less banging. Oh!
That was not good.
But true. See, the guy gets married. Got his own new comic book, though.
Good for him.
Mr. and Mrs. X, coming soon to a comic book store near you.
I don't know. Apparently Discord is not liking my comment, but I have one. I have my Gambit is my, he's been my, you know, mainstay for the last several months that I've had him. And I completely agree with what was said at the beginning of their post, that if you don't have a Gambit, you were playing at a detriment. So I expected the nerf, and I don't think it's that bad. I really don't think it's as bad as what Old Man Logan's was in any way. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a champion Gambit, obviously, in any way. I have no champion 5-stars. So he's not a character that I ever use, you know, but there were the events where, you know, if he was powered up and he had Black Bolt or something with him, I just always skipped him anyway. I wasn't going to fight those fights. Ian, are you live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't even have color commentary when something won't impact me in any way.
Right.
Like this, I don't even feel the breeze of this whooshing by my head. It's nowhere close. I still don't have Old Man Logan.
Right. Well, neither do I.
That was like a year ago.
Grinch is saying that Aces and Eights is basically an unusable power now. And I, my comment to that is, I don't know how you can say that. Like, until you've played it and seen how it compares, I don't know. We'll see. I may retract this come July 27th. I don't know. But right now, it still seems like he's a viable player.
Oh, here's something that's important, though. Ian, do you have a Gambit at all?
Yeah, that sounds like something I would have, though.
Okay.
I can't be certain, but...
Make sure that in this upcoming season, play him once.
In a PvP.
Okay.
If you play him at one time, you will get a free Latest Legends token in the upcoming Mindstone season.
I want a free Latest Legends token. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing this show and go play him right now.
Well, the mine season hasn't started yet, so so not yet. But yeah, in the next season, go play at least one match with Five Star Gambit.
Will do.
All right. I don't know. Like I see, we got to see it plays out. Maybe I will try to fight against Gambit more often now instead of skipping him and see how that works for me.
Sure. Grinch did point out that he's the only five star that he's managed to champ. So, I can sympathize with that. We have as like Ava Vavoom, who is in one of our alliances. She just got him champed and spent a ton of command points to do so. Yeah. It's a bad situation when it's your only five star and they're making him not nearly as good. Yeah, that hurts. I sympathize.
If you do choose to sell him, there will be increased ISO 8 as well as special legendary tokens. The number of tokens you receive will be based on Gambit's character level, including champion levels. These will be redeemed at a new Marvel Legends legendary cover store. That's be in the game once the update goes live. The Marvel Legends store contains a whole slew of five stars, including one that apparently is new. That must be Wasp. On the chart, it is going in what appears to be alphabetical order, and it goes Gladiator Thor, unannounced, Old Man Meatbag.
Yeah, that would be Wasp.
Wasp would fit in there. Ha ha! So, if you want to sell him, you can.
I hear you get a ton of ISO. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they gave you rewards when they did the Old Man Meatbag sellback.
Yeah. I would recommend against it. I sold Invisible Woman when they changed her, and that was one of my biggest regrets in the game. Like, selling... I can't even imagine selling a five-star. You're going to regret that.
Yeah. I'm down for sell anybody like that. So they're too hard to get. All right. Ray, drive somewhere and poke Ian in the face.
Oh, no. Why?
Because we need to talk about local news and you need to be awake.
I'm totally awake for local news.
All right. You got any?
I had local news, but I've forgotten it. The news segment was so long, I have lost all sense of where I am and what's happening. I did have like a sliver of local news, but I don't got it now. Did you guys have any local news? I care much more about your local news than I do about Williamsport.
Perondiac tells us that State College has a bar that's going bartenderless. McClanahan's is now doing self-serve beer taps.
Didn't I talk about this last week?
Did we? I don't remember talking about this.
Huh.
But apparently you can go in and pay for beer by the ounce.
That is correct.
Yeah, so you can go in, get your box of mac and cheese, your breakfast sandwich, and your draft beer.
They have glasses there. They have, like, tasting-sized glasses. So if you'd like to try, it's like, I don't know, 20 beers on tap. So if you can try an ounce of that and try an ounce of that. It's all paid for by the ounce. Different beers have different costs. And once you hit 2 pints of beer sold, you have to go back to the counter and prove that you are not drunk. And they will turn your card... Turn your card back on so you can get 2 more pints.
Oh, that's lame. 2 pints?
That's wacky.
But they don't have servers, so they have to do something about, not serving people who are noticeably intoxicated.
So that you don't have the Barney just sticking his head underneath the tap and pouring out constantly. Right. Yeah.
It's an interesting system. Like, you get like a credit card looking thing. You can load money onto it, and then you just go up the taps. You drop your card in. It turns the taps on. Each tap thing has 2 different beers you can choose from, and you pour yourself some beer. Deducts it by the ounce. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
That's wacky.
I got a demo.
I do like, I like the idea that I can go in and make my own, 4-ounce tasting flight.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
But, sweet. All right, next time I'm in town, let's do that.
There are way too many IPAs on the choice list for me. So I think there was, 4 or 5.
Yeah, but people like the IPAs. You said 20.
They do.
20 on tap and there are 4 or 5 IPAs. That's nothing. You're lucky it's not 20.
Yeah. There was only 2 beers that I wanted to drink. So there were there was 1 porter and 1 stout. And I'm like, I will try those beers. And then, a bunch of IPAs and then, garbage, Bud Light, something else light, something else light. I did have Yingling. There was lager.
In case you need a Yingling.
Yeah.
Because
you can't find those anywhere.
All right. Let's speed this up.
All
right. Just out of curiosity, can you guys hear me at all?
Yes.
There seems to be a huge delay.
I'm having some awesome connectivity problems on my
end.
Yeah, when Craig was describing Wasp, he would be like, he would be speaking, and then there'd be like a 2.5 second pause, and I'd be in the future, and I'd be like, what's the power do? I don't understand.
Well, the problem is it's now your turn. Because this week, it's Always Sunny in Xandar, Clint retires.
All right. Let me tell you a little bit about my favorite one power, two star Hawkeye. He's got an electric arrow, costs 9 blue, puts out a countdown tile that may or may not go off, stuns who's ever in front. If you've remembered to shuffle the correct person in front at this point, then you're lucky, but probably not. He's got a red that does some AoE damage if it goes off, which I like. So it's a bit more useful. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, he's got Speed Shot, which replaced his old power of dodge or something, that whenever you make a match 5 or greater, he puts out, I want to say, 4 two-turn countdown tiles that do a significant amount of damage at that level. 1,255 damage per countdown tile.
I love Speed Shot. It's great.
I love it, too. The only way that I could love it more is if it rolled over.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like I hate when there's only one villain left in the wave, you know, on that particular portion of the wave, and you kill him with your first speed shot, and the last 3 speed shots just fire off into the air instead of rolling over to the next bad guy in the next wave. That's kind of a downer. Otherwise, I love Speed Shot, and I love Hawkeye for that reason. I use him fairly regularly. I like to shuffle through my two stars a lot, though, so everybody gets a little bit of screen time. So because of the way that I choose to use him, and I can't imagine it being too critical, I would be happy with 3-5-5 or 4-4-5, because I don't use his other two abilities. Countdown tiles are unreliable.
Very true.
I don't know if you guys use him at all. I'm sure Craig does not.
Mm-hmm. Only when he's, you know, one of the 3 highest 2-stars.
Yeah, I use them all the time with my Stormnito, my 2-star Stormnito pair. So because you can almost guarantee a, you know, a 5-way match there to generate a critical. So,
oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I usually throw them in with Thor and Storm, but yeah, that would make more sense to use him the way that you do.
Yeah, Magneto is a good trigger for him.
Yeah, that's wisdom. I'm gonna employ that later tonight when I play Puzzle Quest after I do that awesome survey.
Okay.
So, that's 2-star Cliff, and that's what's going on here in Xandar.
All right, Willie, what you got?
Hey, it's time for the news, or no, listener comments.
No, nope,
we've been done with the news. Time for listener comments.
No, it's not. No more
brought
news.
Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. Too much news.
I've got the usual for you.
So first, Samurai news. Wanted me to mention that he forgot something last time, so I'm going to give him a little bit more airtime. He said that he wanted to give a shout out for the way that they're doing the 4-stars, the new releases using the boss events, so that you can get new covers for rounds 5, 6, and 7 in the event instead of having to like grind for placement. So he said that his alliance really seems to enjoy it more, don't have to worry about grinding as much, and you can, if as long as you're working together as an alliance, you can get one of every cover for the new 4-stars.
Yep.
So
I like it.
He says people need to thank Demiurge folks for doing this and encourage it more going forward, and I couldn't agree more. So
yeah.
I did want to mention this. I saw this. Ice had put out that he'd posted in the forums, but a bit of numbers. So the he says that hero points roster slots are around 60% of what hero points are spent on. Comic packs about 30%, and everything else 10%. So it was the roster slots are really kind of the most important thing to people. I just thought that was an interesting statistic. I was kind of, you know, curious on stuff like that. So
yeah, I agree. No, roster slots by far one of the most valuable commodities in the game.
I was a little surprised that the packs were 30%, but I've spent coinage on those as well. So
yeah,
whatever ones have the buy this for 100 each day.
Yeah,
I just buy them every day.
I do that
if it's often. I often do that now, but I mean, if they ever have a roster slot sale again, I will go even heavier than I did last time. I was stingy for no good reason. Shame on me.
Went through them too quickly.
Yeah.
So next, Cactus Jack.
Bang, bang.
said, finally, with Hawkling, we get a Skrull character in MPQ. Of course, I would have preferred a 5-star cow Skrull instead of the hipster millennial Hawkling with his Justin Bieber hairdo. But hey, I'll take it. Actually, I would take it, but it's a support, so it's unlikely that I'll ever get it.
Ah, I got one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember what I did with it. I don't remember who it's supposed to be attached to.
Wiccan.
So I didn't know what to do. Probably Wiccan.
I don't think I've gotten a support since that initial wave of here's supports.
Oh.
Like, I don't think I've gotten a single one since.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the same thing you do with the which one's on sale for $100, and then I open that that vault, and that got me a whole
thing. Nice.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Hey, Alpha Team says, okay, I take it back. I used to love it when Ian stumbled through the pumped up characters, but Samurai changed my mind. He did a great job. You should bring him back more. I actually learned a few things.
Oh.
So, zing.
Learning. It's for rubes.
Starseed 8712, Starside, I don't know. He said he's called Hawkling because he's a member of the Young Avengers. Each member has an original version. So Hawkeye, Iron Lad, Speed, Wiccan, and Patriot, and Stature all have corresponding people. Iron Man, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Giant Man. So
sure.
There you go. I think it was Craig who was disparaging on Hawkling, but I don't think it was a lack of understanding.
I
think it was just a...
It just seems to be a silly name for someone who's nothing to do with the Hulk. But, you know, it's no dumber than Spider-Woman, I guess, who has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Dex1138 said that I say for your future Vine segments, you intro it as normal, but then somebody just calls out a cabin boy-esque, this Vine is clean. I don't think that really works as an ongoing segment, but I appreciate the contribution. Dances with Weevils. He says, I don't think anyone is against the cover saving feature per se, but the complaints are for the swap ratio or that it's not as good as a colorless covers would be. Sure. It's not as, it's not as good as the ultimate thing you wished for.
Before I had nothing. Now you gave me something and I don't want it.
It's not everything.
Good Lord.
I understand, but no. You can't say, well, they should just give you colors covers without understanding how that's going to affect the economy of the game. Like, and I'm not talking about the fact that I'm not trying to insinuate that they're just doing it to make money off of you. I mean, the economy of the game, as in how much ISO and hero points are worth, like how they're valued. That's something that they have to take into consideration. You can't make a major change like that and not expect hero points to just be completely devalued. So,
what do you get when you sell a 5-star cover? Is it
a cover?
2,000 ISO?
Isn't it 2? Something like that.
Right. So if they instead came to you and said, hey, for 6,000 ISO, you can buy one color of any color you want. Would you do it? That's the same thing, right? You're trading in 3 covers, which are worth 6,000 ISO.
Right.
For that color. So what's the problem?
I think the major thing that people were complaining about, and he goes on to talk about this, is the latest Legends tokens. When you would get a latest Legend, you could then, and you couldn't use it, you could then trade it in a 5-star. You could trade in your 5-star that you couldn't use for a different color. I understand that that's going away, and and they've actually addressed this. Demiurge at one point said, it's hard to take something away once it's out there. If you've read your emails, though, when you do this, it regularly says that this is a temporary thing and it was to address an issue which they are now addressing differently. You can now save and actually use them instead of just losing them. So it is being addressed, and it might not be in a way that you appreciate as much because, trading in that 5-star cover for a different color, that's a 1-for-1 trade. That's actually a really exceptional trade. So, again, I don't know. Maybe I'm being optimistic about it, but...
Yeah, they used to be really nice about it and do it for you. Okay. You know.
Yeah, but didn't that involve contacting support and sending an email and having to interact with other humans?
Yep, sure
Gross.
Did.
Gross. Now it does it automatically? Yeah, that's sweet. I want to limit my human interaction. That's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, the cover swap thing, I did exactly one time. Ever. So, okay by me.
Yeah, so... And I understand what Dances with Weevils was trying to just explain where people are coming from. And I think, we understand where people are coming from. I just, it's a game. Calm down. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Like, it's a new feature. It allows you to do new things. It allows you to address certain issues. So, I don't know. I still see it as a very positive thing.
Yeah. Did his podcast lose an entire segment because of it?
We did.
Man.
We came up with that. Dying on the Vine, that was our thing.
That was it. That was our only claim to fame.
Perondiac, R155, the deciding vote. He says that vote Loki is possible, but the Illuminati voting on things, so Namor, confirmed. Yeah, well, unfortunately, we know that's not true. He says that the boosted character reference, Ms. Marginal, got a chortle out of him at work. So congratulations on that, Samurai.
Hey, guess who the character is next week?
Ms. Marginal?
Yeah, because she's the last of the two stars.
Nice. Green Armadillo had a post about not adding your 13th cover right away, so that if you get one that you can't use, that you can still save it. For example, if you have a 5.5.2, today you get the third cover that you need to train, but you can't champ because of ISO requirements. And in the meantime, you pull a sixth cover for one of the capped powers. If the 13th cover is still on your vine, then you can still save the 14th. And even after you train, it will still be there to gain your champ level. So in case we didn't express it clearly enough, there you go. He put it out very clearly. So, hey, thanks. And Jordan from Jersey, save covers. I'm super excited about this. It's already come in handy. I think the only negativity is about the latest legend cover swaps. So there you go. He agrees. He also said the PvP rewards update, all for this, best of both worlds. And the Magneto Quicksilver Scarlet Witch dad retcon happened a long time ago. So most everybody grew up with it as official continuity, but it's still a retcon, just a very long-standing one. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I figured. I'm curious where that change took place. I would like to actually look that specifically up, but I'm probably not going to put the effort into looking at it. So,
yeah, it had something to do with the High Evolutionary, I think.
Not a clue.
Okay.
So, in any case, that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thank you, Lumpy.
Thanks, Lumpy. All right, so once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we're just here to
pump. We're just here to pump.
You up.
You up.
You know, considering the delay that we've been experiencing, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Mystified.
Nope, it was just for this segment, my Discord connectivity shot up to full bars.
Oh,
nice.
Well, there you go. Lay down some knowledge, son.
Let me tell you about these characters, samurai style. Ian style first, because I'll tell you about the three stars. No, I won't. These are three stars that I don't use. Oh, nope, some. We're back on board. Electra's boosted. Doesn't ring a bell. I can't help you guys. Gamora's boosted. She'll be doing a lot, not a lot, but she already does a fair amount of damage for only 5 red. The idea that she'll be able to do even more of that damage for just 5 red is worth looking into. Hawkeye, he does too many different things for me to let you know what he does. No one uses poor She-Hulk. Thanos, he's the best. His court death should do even more damage than it already does, which is plenty of damage. Lot. Now, let me learn you what Samurai tries to learn me about 4-star characters. Agent Coulson is boosted. He seems nice. I use him every day. I do like the Uncle Phil reference. It made me chuckle. He will be missed. Hopefully they found someone else to voice the Shredder.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got each one of his abilities is active and passive. So even though I don't know that much about him, he still does most of what he's supposed to do because it's passive. Actively, though, trying to think what portions of him will be improved by the boost. Because his Call the Cavalry, I want to say there's got to be one of them that does some damage to you that might do more damage.
Yeah, most of them, I think.
But that's, some of them put out strike tiles, which will be stronger. I don't remember what the Spy does. They're good. They all do good things. I use his yellow regularly. His purple generates, does some tile swap and makes them both charged so that you get a big boost. That should not be affected in any way. And I'm not super sure what his blue does.
It just steals, doesn't it?
Some AP steal. Yeah. Depending on how many countdown tiles you have on the board. Everything else just works on its own. He's an excellent character despite my seeming ignorance. everything he does well.
You know, I don't think I've ever paid attention to the fact that that purple has a passive that does things.
Because its AP generation is so effective?
Yeah, I mean, I just, I use it to, you know, charge things and swap them and does a little bit of damage, gives me some AP that I want.
Right.
I've never noticed before that if I have six or more team up AP, it does more things. Huh.
There you go.
Isn't that crazy?
Right. The Immortal Iron Fist, Defender of Kunlun, Danny Rand, is boosted this week. I hear Like Unto Iron does a ton of damage. It'll probably do a ton more. Yeah, somewhere in the neighborhood of 22,000 damage. So that'll come in handy while he's boosted. And his strike tile should get a little bit better. Oh, he does. His green also does damage, about 10,000. So he's just dealing damage, and making strike tiles. Good for him with his iron fists.
He is fighting around
the
world.
The man with the iron fist. He was in The Man with the Iron Fist, Russell Crowe. That was a good... Did you see that movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's good.
Is he in Asia? So like he's in China for some reason?
I don't know. The Wu-Tang Clan shows up. Russell Crowe shows up. Everybody fights.
Yeah, he's like a drunk British guy, and there's a bunch of ninjas.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's an Australian, but...
I think I have seen this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie's pretty dope.
All right.
So, another fantastic support character, Nico Minoru, will be boosted
in this
upcoming go-round. Nico?
Nico Horn?
Isn't it Minoru? Oh, no, not again! That stays in your head. Not allowed. it's secretly infectious. Don't tell anybody. If I had her, but when I do scroll past her, I do say, love you long time. And it's not as racist as it sounds. It's all Craig's fault.
Sorry, anyway. That's just the song, yo.
Yeah. Two Live Crew, they were poets of our generation. They weren't that good. But anyway, she does tile removal, makes special tiles. She does some stun. She does some healing. She boosts. She seems pretty versatile.
And she has the cool side effect that when you get her going, her powers have different names every time.
Switch. Yeah. Yes. Yes, they do. The good old Staff of One gives you some variety in her power naming abilities.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yes. Rocket and Groot, they're boosted. They're super popular.
Yeah.
Let me take a moment to read what they do.
It doesn't matter.
They put out... Oh, it doesn't matter. They put out strike tiles. They team with Gamora. The game ends instantly.
Pretty much. Yeah.
If you want to have fun, throw out like Main Event Hulk with them just so you get that extra, you know, board shake right away with all the strike tiles on the board.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I heard from a reliable source, why not throw Nico in there and boost those tiles even more?
Yeah.
A boosted Nico boosting a boosted Grocket. Oh. Yeah. And then also, you are to throw Iron Fist in this, and he'll just do even more too much damage. Plus, he's creating strike tiles with his chi focus. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's still one more person who we haven't discussed.
Is there?
But we already know. technically, good old X-Force Wolverine. Was he the original four-star, or was Sue the original four-star?
I don't recall.
I thought it was Sue.
Does anybody out there know?
I thought it was Sue, but that was before I actually started playing. So
he had to have been a close. If he was, if he wasn't, he was a close second.
Yeah,
the Wolverine.
Yeah, but his green got some tile destruction and some extra damage because he's boosted. His black does some fair amount of damage. Should do even more. He heals because he's the Wolverine. So to recap: Coulson, Iron Fist, Nico, Rocket and Groot, and Wolverine X Force are all boosted this week. So listen to me now and believe me later?
Yes.
Right on.
All right.
Yes.
Brought to you, as always, by Mystify. The Vine segment. I got some saved buttons I could hit. But I just haven't yet.
That's what we need to do. Don't save anyone until it's time to record the podcast. There we go.
I'll save no Vine before it's time.
Uh-huh.
By Ernest and Julio Gallo.
I actually do have characters on the Vine. My Black Widow and my Magneto, both 2-stars. So there you go. They are getting ready to be recycled.
What's up with that?
Yeah, that's it. I need to sell them and restock them, but I like using them, so I'm waiting.
Nice.
Not an interesting story.
Yeah, I have not loaded my game yet, but I'm confident Right. I'm confident I have nothing on my Vine, so there's no reason to wait for my thing to boot up until it's time to open a token. But I hear that the legendary aestheticist has a terribly messy Vine. So if we ever need to fill time on the segment, he said he would be happy to share that information with us.
12 five stars. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow, that is something.
All right, we should keep going because I've got thunder and lightning over here.
All right, we'll open some tokens already.
Yeah. You guys are going to have to carry these next segments.
I got two to open. The first one. Oh, it's a five star. Oh, sweet. It's a Jessica Jones French word.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Token number two is a four star. Oh, that's also exciting. Valkyrie, Bounty Hunter. Oh, and a bonus. A bonus Shuri Vibranium Virtuoso. That was action-packed. So let's see. Gets Shuri up to level 272. Jessica Jones is... Oh, that's the first... First red I have for her. That gets her to a 1-1-0. And my Valkyrie's got a big save button on her, so apparently I can't use that cover.
So your Shuri was the one bonused, but she's already championed? I'm confused.
She is not championed.
Oh, I thought you...
Oh, Valkyrie was my bonus, wasn't it? No, did I flip it the wrong... Maybe I just forgot to un...
Yeah, that seems likely.
Looks like I just didn't unfavorite Shuri.
Right.
All right, I will just fix that right now.
Okay. I was just confused. Didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. I'm assuming you're not ready, Ian?
No, my connectivity issue combined with trying to launch Steam, I'm struggling at 53%.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ray.
All right. Well, I've got five tokens, so I'm really hoping for a five star here.
Do it, Doug.
First one is a four. Ooh, War Machine. Exciting. Sorry. The second one. There we go. There's a purple cover. I like
strong
that.
Strong start.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, my.
Okoye. Nice. Indomitable Spirit.
Oh.
Indomitably. The third one is a four-star Cloak and Dagger. That'll go along with that TV show I've been watching.
I haven't watched that yet.
The fourth one is a Kate Bishop. And finally, another four star. So I got 1-5. It's not too bad. Blonde Widow. Lights out. And I got a bonus of another Blonde Widow lights out. Okay. Hopefully those are all usable. I will check here momentarily. So that takes my Blonde Widow.
In the meantime.
Oh, you ready?
I am. Wow, the delay is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm doing it anyway. All right, from a whole bunch of minutes ago, I opened a token, and it was an Ant-Man, ants.
Nice.
Just in time for the new movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, now in theaters.
All right, so my Blonde Widow is up to a 4-3-3. My Okoye is up to a 0-1-1, so I'm right there with you, Greg. What else? War Machine, 290. That got me a legendary token. Kate Bishop is 287, and Cloak and Dagger is 288. There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to open up that legendary token that I just got, because why not? And it turns out it's just an Iceman, so that'll level him up a little bit. There you go.
All right. Well, that's the tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Podcast Network. We got one of those. There's shows on it.
Well, that's all you, buddy.
Anything else to add? I don't know. Show's running long and you're having connectivity issues. So
It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com.
Check it out.
So check them out. So check me out. My name is Craig.
No.
All right. That's all we got,
then.
Yeah, I got
to get out of these technical difficulties.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our site. You can go there and do some stuff. Send us comments, suggestions, all those sorts of things. Click on the Amazon banner. Buy yourself something for a mark a day, and because you need that. Or go to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this next pie is the pie of royalty. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Samurai said the Dying of the Vine could be replaced by Barrasso's greatest saves. Tommy B was a great player.
That would require us to remember who we saved if we talk about saves instead of Dying on the Vine.
No, that was a hockey joke.
I got that.
I got it, but.
But greatest saves in relationship to the game would still be.
Yeah, I have no idea who I saved.
Maybe if we combine saves with supports. I see something going there. There's enough between the two of them to get a marginal amount of traction.
Who'd you save? I don't know. Did you get any supports? Nope. Never do.
Well, maybe we could discuss a support individually, what it does, what it could potentially do.
That was a suggestion from...
someone who you could link it to.
Man, I'm bad with names. From the sponsor of that section.
Yep. You told me his name. I've already forgotten.
I talked to the guy and I don't remember.
David?
Like, how bad is that? That is...
is that right?
Doesn't sound right. Oh, and nope. You were correct. Yes.
Yes!
This week's feature support. Bras. Next week's feature support. Jockstraps.
Jockstraps. It's got jokes pre-written. All right. There's a monster snake. After that, Hawkeye.
Back supports.
Right.
Weight belts. Suspenders.
Suspenders. Belts. Bridges.
The arch. The flying buttress.
That sounds like a great segment.
All right, if we can actually do those kind of supports, then I'm on board.
And we can pair them. Like if we do one legitimate one and one architectural one or clothing related one.
The chimichanga and the flying buttress.
Right.
Discuss.
There you go. That's a good segment. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
That's right.
That should be the tagline going out.